Anglican bishops, and the gay issue.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker and author from Australia.
Well, the Episcopal Church in America voted to ordain a gay bishop. Why would these bishops do such things? Well, from my experience in ministry, I found that the majority of Christian leaders have one thing in common. They've compromised God's word with man's teachings, especially concerning the idea of an earth that's supposedly millions of years old and other evolutionary ideas. You know what? I'd be prepared to go out on a limb and say that for these bishops to agree to ordain a gay colleague, they certainly must not believe Genesis chapters 1 through 11 is literal history. Because if they did, they'd know that the first marriage was between a literal man and a literal woman. But like many church leaders, these men will have probably compromised Genesis by reinterpreting it based on evolutionary ideas. And of course, if they reinterpret Genesis to fit with man's fallible ideas, well, they'll ultimately reinterpret the Bible's morality as well. This gay bishop was ordained because God's word was not taken as literal history in Genesis chapters 1 through 11. They approach the rest of Scripture in the same way.
Ken's topic today is covered in a fascinating DVD, perhaps the most popular video out of several dozen we have. To request it, give a donation of any size to our ministry, and we'll put this DVD in the mail to you. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.